This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome once again to another program of For a Better Life. We were talking about arrogance, dear brothers and sisters, and we also talked about the reasons why we get arrogance, why these feelings come within us. And number one, it was property and wealth that could give us arrogance if we don't work on ourselves to be humble. And number two, it could be knowledge, especially for those who are students, that knowledge could give us arrogance. I know something that you do not know. And number three, fame, celebrity, family connections. My father is this and that person. My brother is this and that person, and so on and so forth. All of these things could give us arrogance. And we also talked about the cure. One of the cures was, one of the remedies was to be humble. If you're humble and you practice some techniques, that might crush your ego, that might crush your feeling of arrogance. And it does not matter if you are the CEO of a billion-dollar corporation, if you are a manager of a bank, if you are a manager of a hospital. If you do these techniques, which brings humbleness, which crushes your arrogance, try to be humble. Another thing one can do is not to give orders. Because when one gives an order, it means usually that he or she thinks he is bigger than others. He is more important than others. You know, Ayatollah Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, his wife would say later on that Ayatollah Khomeini never gave us any orders. He would never give us any order. Bring me a glass of water. Bring me my shirt. Bring me my shoes. Do this and that. But he would say, it feels like the weather is cold today. It feels very chilly in the room. And by doing so, by saying it indirectly, we understood that maybe he wants a shirt. And we would go up and bring a shirt for him. You see, the respect and the adab, the ethics that Ayatollah Khomeini has when it comes to his own family. And there is nothing wrong, according to the Sharia, to give orders within your family. But again, you see that you have to see yourself as the most humble person. Or if you want anything, you could say, please, thank you. Practice those words. Even if you give an order, you can say, please, ask for it in a nice manner. That will again stop your arrogance from growing. But the most ideal form, dear brothers and sisters, is that you do not give any orders at all and try to do it yourself. And for any reason, if you cannot, or it's more practical if that person in your family does it for you, you could ask very kindly, practice to talk very nicely to that person and ask for that thing that you need. Some trustworthy people relate that the late Mirza Muhammad Taqi Shirazi, one of the scholars of the deen, would even refrain from giving orders not only to his followers, not only to people in the society, but even refrain from giving orders in his house. He would not order his wife to bring dinner or clear the dishes. He would go without dinner if his family forgot to give it to him. And that, again, is nothing wrong. It is not forbidden if you give orders in your family. But one must practice fighting against his nafs, fighting against this carnal soul, if he wants to be a man, if he wants to be a true human being, if he wants to reach the lofty values of a true human being, you have to practice over and over again.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
If a CEO of a huge corporation does not practice before that corporation becomes a billion-dollar corporation, before that the corporation becomes a million-dollar corporation, if that person X, the CEO, does not practice on himself to be humble towards the staff members, being humble towards people outside in the society, towards his taxi driver, towards the people who receive him, the people in the hotel, the people who serve him in the VIP section in the airplane, the people who serve him everywhere, if he does not practice early on in his career to be humble, that will be very, very hard for him to practice those techniques when he becomes the CEO of a huge corporation later on. So we have to practice right now. Right now is the moment to practice and being humble towards anyone, towards the sweeper who sweeps the street, your alley. When you pass him, you send your salam to him. You send your peace greeting to him. Ask how he is. When you see the doorkeeper, send your salam to him. Anyone that is not usually seen as an important person, even the children, send your salam to them first. Greet them first before they greet you. Crush your ego, crush your arrogance as much as possible, and see it as daily practices. Daily practice every single day. When you see a child, you send your salam first. And I can even go further than that. But you can practice these techniques if you want to rectify your values, if you want to demolish this feeling of arrogance which is growing within us. It could be working hand in hand or side by side with a nurse with unclean things. These things will help you. It could be to drive and give plastic bags of food to people. Crush your arrogance as much as possible, and you will see that other doors will open up for you. Opportunities will open up for you. A light will shine within you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all in practicing these tools, these techniques. Until next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. 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 You need to me, 'cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.